Good morning, everybody. The scripture today will come out of 1 Samuel chapter 18. Probably start at verse 5. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5. Let's pray and then we'll go into the word of the Lord. Yahweh, we come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we come to you today with hearts that need a word, with hearts that need to be encouraged. Lord, I pray that you will uplift our spirits. I pray that you will watch over our families. I thank you for returning our families to us each and every day. I thank you, Lord, that we can focus on you and get victory. We can believe you and receive the plans that you have for us. We can look unto you, Lord Jesus, the one that desires to help us, the one that redeemed us, and the one that forgives us. So we thank you for you being you, God, for you being a great heavenly Father, for you to be exactly who you say you are in your word. We thank you for honoring that. We love you today. We praise you. We bless you forever. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just in case I forget to say it in a couple days, I hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day. Ladies, I hope your husbands or boyfriends and or significant others in your life do something really, really nice for you, or sweet, or show a really, really big act of kindness and love, especially Brother Kevin. I hope you buy her something very, very expensive. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 18, just kind of a backstory. We have David, he's hanging out with Saul. They're going about, they're getting victory after victory after victory. And in 1 Samuel chapter 18, the Bible says in verse 5, "So David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments." So I want to paint this picture extremely clearly today. You have Saul, who's getting all these victories, David, who's doing exactly what Saul tells him to do. The Bible says he was behaving wisely. So they're getting all these victories. They're experiencing the goodness of the Lord. They're experiencing the grace of God. They're experiencing the power of God. So all these amazing things are happening. They're going from city to city. They're going from village to village. They're doing all these things that God's telling them to do. And God is bringing about a great victory. And the Bible says that all the women come out with tambourines, with musical instruments. And the Bible says, with joy. In verse 7, the Bible says, "So the women sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. You have God bringing about victory after victory after victory. And then the Bible says in verse 8, "Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" In verse 9, "So Saul eyed David from that day forward." How many of us today can testify that we know somebody that instead of being grateful, instead of choosing to honor the victory that God is bringing about in somebody's life, in their own life, that they would rather look and focus on the bad things or the negative things instead of the goodness of God? You see, before we point a finger at somebody else, I know in my life sometimes I've done it. God has done something amazing for me, but he did something a little bit better for somebody else. Or maybe he did something for somebody else a little bit faster than he did it for me. And I will, if not careful, choose jealousy over gratitude. You see, my message today is simply a question, and the question is, what are you and I focusing on? Are we focusing on the victory that God brought our way? Are we focusing on what Susie or Joe or so-and-so has? Are we focusing on what we don't have rather than what we do have? I'll talk to people a lot of times and they'll pray for a job or they'll pray for a promotion and God will bring that promotion. And then all of a sudden they want to complain about the taxes they're having to pay because they make more money. Guilty. I can definitely tell you guilty. I'll talk to people sometimes and they'll pray for a healing and we'll pray and we'll anoint them with oil and pray a prayer of faith and God will perform exactly what we requested. And then about a week or two later, I'll hear a complaint about the MRI bill. Or I'll hear a complaint about the doctor's visit. Or I'll hear a complaint that this is going on. Guilty. You see, it's easy for us to point a finger at Saul in this situation, but so many times, if we're not careful, we'll focus on what we don't have rather than what we do have. We'll focus on sometimes that we don't have as much as so-and-so, but we do have enough because God's given us enough. So many of us could say, listen, I would be happy to be Saul in this situation. You're the king of Israel. You're getting victory after victory after victory. But as soon as they came home and the women began to sing, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s, there was a choice for Saul to focus. There was a choice for Brother Saul to say, listen, I'm going to focus on what the goodness of God. I'm going to focus on the victories that God has brought. I'm going to focus that God has placed David in my life to help bring about victory. Or I'm going to choose to focus to be jealous. Or I'm going to choose to focus to be not content or to be disruptive. Or I'm going to choose to focus on something that God didn't want him to focus on. You see, brothers and sisters, so many times in our lives, especially the day and age we live in, the devil's just looking for a foothold. The devil's just looking for an opportunity to make you doubt, to make me doubt, to make me question, to make me wonder if God is as good as he says he is. You see, the devil only needs a foothold. He only needs a little bit of doubt, a little bit of jealousy, a little bit of making you believe that God doesn't love you as much as he says he does. He needs a little bit of self-doubt. Because in the story, the Bible says the very next day, a spirit from God came upon Saul. You see, I believe personally, if Saul would have believed to or would have focused on the fact that God had brought David into his life to bring victory. If Brother Saul would have focused on the fact of knowing that victory was his because he was living in the goodness and the graciousness of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I'm not for sure that this spirit would have came from God. But you see, today when we lose focus, when we don't focus on the goodness of God, it gives the enemy an opportunity to sow self-doubt. It gives the enemy an opportunity to sow in jealousy. And I'm telling you today, I know because I've been jealous of something or someone before that and that alone is enough to allow the enemy to put his hand in the door. That and that alone is enough to instead of being grateful, you'll be sour. Instead of being grateful, you'll be not content. Instead of being grateful, you'll simply be jealous. We have David that was doing nothing wrong except doing what his leader had told him to do. And so many of us, so many times, we stay so focused on people in our lives that they get promotions or that we feel like they never have to go through any trials or tribulations. Well, brothers and sisters, today I want you to know that all of us are going through. All of us face adversity. All of us face obstacles in our life, but not all of us face those obstacles the same. And I want to encourage you today and to let you know that you don't have to face those obstacles like Saul. You don't have to face those obstacles in jealousy. So what? Somebody has more than me. So what? Somebody has more than you. But we all have Jesus. And if you and me can be content on having a relationship with the one that knew no sin yet became sin so that you and I might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if we can focus on him paying the ultimate sacrifice, if we can focus on that, then I promise you everything else will fall into line. If we can be so grateful that jealousy can't take a foothold, if we can be so appreciative of the mercy and grace of God, then the enemy won't have room to make us wonder, to make us worry, to make us unsatisfied. You see, the Bible says that when the women came out, that they came out with tambourines. And I find it so interesting that the Bible says that the women came out with joy. Because I promise you, joy is what will help you and me overcome. The women come out and they do this parade, so to speak. And they're like, listen, Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. And instead of Saul being grateful that David was in his life, he chose jealousy. And the Bible says from that day forward, he began to keep his eye on David. In other words, he began to worry. In other words, he began to think that David was coming after his kingdom. You see, David wasn't coming after the kingdom. David was focused on God. And because David was so focused on God, then God gave him the kingdom. You see, today, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you not to lose focus on the blessings that God's placed before you. You see, sometimes your victories maybe aren't as special to me. And sometimes my victories may not be as special to you, but we can come together as a community and celebrate those victories. We can come together and say it was the same God that saw us through. It was the same God that healed us. It was the same God that loved us until we could see his goodness. It was the same God that even though we messed up time and time and time and time again, it was the same God that showed you and me mercy. But the question today is, what are we focused on? Are we focused on Brother Kevin getting a new truck or a new car, or Sister Alex getting this or being able to do this? Or are we focused on God providing for you and me? That there's food in the refrigerator, and it's a simple thought today, but it's a powerful one. I'm telling you, anytime I experience an interruption in my relationship with God or me letting God down, it's because I've allowed a simple thought to mess it up. It was a simple thought that turned into a bigger thought, that turned into a bigger thought, that turned into a huge action. But you see, if I never let the thought come in, or if I expose the thought, could you imagine what would have happened that day if after the celebration, Saul went to David and said, listen, David, I love you, man, but I'm a little concerned about the song they sang today. I think it's really cool. They've said that you've killed tens of thousands, but they only said I've destroyed thousands. And that makes me a little jealous. I wonder if David would have looked back at Saul and said, listen, man, I'm only in this position because you appointed me. I wonder if David would have looked back and said, listen, man, let's pray together. Let's believe together. Let's not celebrate my tens of thousands or your thousands. Let's celebrate what God has done in our life. Let's celebrate the victories that God has brought about. Could you imagine how that would have changed the course of history? With one simple thought, with one simple act of honesty. You see, today I want to encourage you and myself that if we get jealous, if we think that we're getting misused or overlooked or whatever it may be, I want to encourage us to go talk to somebody about it. Expose what you're thinking. Many times in my life, I'll talk to Alex and I'll say, listen, typically I preface it with a, listen, you might think I'm crazy, but, and I'll tell her what I'm thinking. Or listen, don't look at me weird, but I need to tell you this. And most of the time, it's something absolutely ridiculous, or it's something that I've got in my own head, so to speak. I'm sure many of us can testify that we get in our own head. Sometimes that if somebody don't speak to us, we think they're mad, and maybe they just didn't see us. Sometimes instead of just giving somebody the same grace that you and me receive from God, we'll be mad at them or we'll hold a grudge. I know people that haven't spoken to people in their family for years over some simple birthday party they forgot to go to or didn't speak to them at. It's absolutely ridiculous, but I promise you, if I will allow a little bit of jealousy or a little bit of anger, a little bit of confusion to take hold, then the enemy will turn that into a full-fledged of not speaking to somebody for years and years and years. I want you to know that if we'll expose it with honesty, then it takes the power away from it. If Saul would have said to David, "Listen, man, I'm a little jealous because they said tens of thousands to you and only thousands to me," I guarantee you David would have been like, "Man, that's crazy." He would have said, "Man, I promise you, God's the one doing it all. It's not me, it's God." And that would have made Saul shift his focus back to God. Later on, there's a few chapters later, Saul had came against David, and David is in the wilderness, and David is ultimately fighting for the Philistines. And one of the Philistine leaders said, "Listen, David, you can't come to this fight with me against Israel, because the other kings and the other leaders are worried about you." And the Bible references it in, I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter 29, right out about verse 4. And ultimately the princess said, "Listen, David, we want you to go back and fall back in line, because we don't want you to fight, because we're scared you're going to turn and go back with your people. We're scared that you're going to completely destroy us, because you'll be fighting with us and they'll be fighting against us, and we'll feel pinched in the middle, so to speak." And David is absolutely upset. He's absolutely angered. He says, "Listen, haven't I been faithful to you? Haven't I done the things that I told you that I would do?" And the king is like, "Listen, you have, but there was a song that was sang about you." And the song was, "Saul kills his thousands and David his 10,000s. You see, the same song that brought him joy, the same song that brought him victory, the same song that they were encouraging him with, is the very same song that hurt him many years later in his life. But David's focus was on God. And the song didn't matter to him, whether the people were ascribing to him tens of thousands or whether the song was hurting him. The whole point of it is David was focused on God. And David was sure to say, "Whatever God brings me is good enough for me. The victories that God brings me are exactly what I need." And that's what I want to end with today, is to know that the plan that God has for your life and the plan that God has for my life is enough. It may not look like everybody else's, and it may not be as fast as everybody else's, but I want you to know today that you serve a heavenly Father that loves you, that died for you, that sent his son to die for you, that forgives you, that's redeemed you, that wants to bless you, that wants to lift you up, that wants to hold you, that wants to keep you. But you have to make the choice to focus on him. You see, typically with God, he waits for us to show focus to him. He waits for us to show worship and adoration to him before a lot of times showing out in our lives. You may say, "Brother Allen, there's been times in my life that I didn't ask God to intervene and he still did." And yes, I thank God for those times, because I can definitely testify to that. But I want to encourage us today to know that if we could focus on him and be honest, that any lies the enemy tries to bring into our lives, if we can expose those to our brothers and sisters, then I promise you it'll change your history forever. Saul led a song of praise. Saul led a song of celebration destroy him. He led a blessing from God. Ultimately, he allowed the enemy to use that for his good. How many of us today can testify that there's been times in our lives that we've not focused on the goodness of God, we've focused on other things or been jealous? And God's not beating us up today and condemning us, but he is saying change your focus. He is saying change your attitude, because I promise you, if you change your focus, then your attitude changes. And if my attitude changes, then my praise changes. And if my praise changes, then my worship has to change. And if my worship changes, then God's attitude toward me always changes. You see, my worship lets God know that I've changed my focus. My worship lets God know that He's the one that's important in my life. Your worship is what will change everything going on in your world. Today we have a choice. We can be like Saul, and we can focus on jealousy. We can focus on not being content. We can focus on being worried. We can focus on being scared. Or we can live like David and be grateful that Saul killed his thousands and be grateful that God brought us victory in tens of thousands. But the question is simply, what are we going to focus on? God, or allow the devil to get a foothold? Let's pray. Yahweh, I thank you today. I thank you that it's a simple word, Lord, but it's a word that will change our history forever. And it's a word that'll change our future in such a way, Lord, that we can be so grateful for you that that opens up opportunities in our life. That God, I believe that if we'll be focused on you and your love and your grace and your mercy and everything that you've done for us, then sometimes the obstacles that we face, Lord, don't seem that big. If we can focus on how big you are in our lives, God, then everything going on around us seems small. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters in this call and that will hear this message. I pray for victory for their husbands and for their wives. I pray for their children to be blessed, God. I pray that every attack of the enemy, God, be void in the name of the Lord Jesus. I prophesy over them today, God, and I call them blessed. I call them loved. I call them prosperous in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Yahweh, today that they're full of joy and comfort and love. God, I thank you that these things are come about by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that you will speak to us in dreams and in visions and send us angels our way to help encourage us. Lord, I thank you for every opportunity that you place in our paths. And I pray today, God, that we will be focused on you and everything that you've done for us. It's by faith we believe these things. It's by faith that you've given unto us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.